It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. We are going to talk about finding the right apartment community to invest in quickly. Okay, so how do you find the right apartment investment and apartment community to invest in quickly? What can you do to save yourself time, effort, energy, frustration, aggravation, etc.? What can you do? And so what we're going to talk about here is I'm going to give you three or four things that you must do. Now, these are things that, on one hand, what I'm going to tell you here is not going to be any kind of unbelievable discovery. So I'm not going to shed any light, really, on any new information. You're not going to say, wow, I've never heard that before. That's not going to happen, but I'm going to give it to you in a way that I think will produce as many properties crossing your desk, so to speak, as possible, because that's what I want to have happen. I want to have as many properties cross my desk as possible that I can review and decide if it's something that my partners and myself are going to purchase, or if I'm going to pass and maybe even pass it on to another investor who might like that particular property. Because my partners or myself, one of my partnerships or our real estate fund may not have an interest in it, it doesn't mean that I don't know of some other investors that do. Just because I'm contacted pretty regularly by investors looking to invest in apartment communities, not surprisingly. So let's talk about what those things are. And the thing you've got to realize here is it's really about having as many balls up in the air as you can to leverage time, effort, and energy. Okay, so on one hand, I'm not going to tell you, like I didn't say in the beginning, we're going to talk about the 15 things, did I? No, I said the three or four things you must do. And if you do these three or four things, you will find more properties, and more properties meeting your criteria, by the way, crossing your desk than if you just wing it, okay? And you know what I mean by winging it. I mean, all of you do. I think I'm going to get on the computer for an hour and surf and see if I can find something. Or I think I'm going to make a couple phone calls. Or I might send a few emails out. And then you know how it goes. And then for a few days, you don't do anything. You forget about it. Maybe a couple weeks go by. Oh yeah, I think I'm going to spend an hour this week. So on one hand, I'm not saying that you need to spend a certain amount of time every day on this, which, by the way, if you're serious, you should. But that's another discussion for another time. But what do you need to do to get the ball rolling and leverage it as much as you can to have as many properties cross your desk? So I was at a real estate boot camp as a guest speaker a couple weeks ago. And the question came up, how do you find apartments to buy? What's the fastest way? And, you know, I was one of about four or five other panel members who discussed what we do. And pretty much everybody, you know, kind of did the same thing. But I'm going to give you some things and some answers that I gave those folks that were in the audience that day as well to think about and to implement. Okay, so enough. Delay. Let's go over them. Number one, you need to find a guy like Darren Garman. Okay, or a guy. It doesn't matter. When I say guy, I mean man, woman. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, so you need to find a guy like Darren Garman who has the experience and has been in the business for a number of years that you can partner with if you want to ultimately leverage your time, effort, and energy. Okay, so think about it this way, really. Why do people invest in Berkshire Hathaway? because they're riding the coattails of Warren Buffett, right? Why do people invest in certain mutual funds? Years ago, Fidelity had a fund that Peter Lynch oversaw, and he got a lot of press. He had a couple books out, and he was an investment genius and guru, and how his funds were making huge double-digit returns. And those investors that invested in those funds weren't investing in the funds. They were really investing on the coattails of Peter Lynch. So whether it's the investment guru of the day or of the year, you know, Buffett, of course, is the guru of like the century, pretty much. I mean, pretty close. When you invest in those kinds of investments, you're doing the ultimate leverage. You're leveraging their expertise, their time, effort, and energy and expertise and all the work that they've done to get to that point to be in the position they're in, right? So that's the first thing you want to do. You want to do some research and you want to find the go-to person or a couple of go-to people, at least, who have been there, done that, who have 15, 20, 25, 30 years plus of experience investing in apartment communities and doing the investing that you want to do. Now at that point, you have to make a decision. Okay. Do you simply want to invest with them and be one of their partners in maybe a individual project they're going to buy, maybe a fund that they have? Is that going to be what you're going to do? Because that's the ultimate leverage of time. I mean, just let them handle it and you get on with your daily cares of life. Or are you just simply going to tag along and see what they do, how they do it, learn what they do, and maybe use that information and do some investing yourself? Okay. Either way, it's ultimate leverage. And, you know, these people aren't hard to find. I mean, you found me, which is why you're listening to my podcast. There are others out there like me. Arguably some are or more successful, less successful, depending on track record. I mean, you could do as much digging as you want in research, but at the end of the day, that you have to find somebody like me. And then once you've done that, decide, do I want to get involved in what they're doing? Or do I want to learn from what they're doing? And I speak with people basically every day that's pretty much on both sides of the fence. So the majority of people I speak to are people that have discovered me. They've been with me. They've been around me. They've been a part of maybe some of the projects we've done in the past. And they're looking to invest more money, especially in 2019. And, you know, they're going to invest money and they're going to get on with whatever life they've got. Okay. So I spoke with one of our partners last Friday, and he's going to be putting another $100,000 with us in our real estate fund, mainly because, I mean, he likes what we're doing. Obviously, he wouldn't do it, but, I mean, he's a busy guy. I mean, he's telling me about his golf trips. He's telling me about his trips overseas. He's telling me about the things he's got going on. His wife is super busy. She's got a business and thing. I mean, this guy's a busy guy. He's got a lot of stuff going on. So he wants to ride my coattails. Smart guy. Okay. Well, he's using ultimate leverage. So again, whether it's me, whether it's somebody else, find that person that you can use ultimate leverage and team up with them and either invest with them or learn from them and do your own investing. So that's number one. Okay. Let's go to number two. So number two is going to assume that you want to find properties in your own marketplace, right? So no matter where you live, you want to get involved in owning some apartment communities, let's just say around you, in your own backyard, so to speak, okay? Well, this is a real easy one. You find a real estate broker, okay? You take the time, you do the research, and you find a real estate broker. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you because it's very, very important. When you do this, you don't simply find a realtor, okay? You don't just pick somebody. This isn't like picking, a number out of a hat to see who wins the raffle. This isn't it. You need to find someone that specializes in apartment communities in your marketplace. I'm going to say it again. You need to find someone that specializes in apartment communities, the sale and acquisition of working with buyers and sellers on a daily basis of apartment communities in your marketplace. And for most of you, there are those brokers out there that do this. Okay? You want to find them. Why? They are dialed in 100 times more than just your typical real estate agent that has a few open houses during the week and hopes that something comes up for sale that you might want to buy. Okay? It will save you a ton of time, and you can use their expertise as leverage in terms of what kind of rents do you think I can get? What kind of improvements do you think I can do to the property? Is this the kind of area that has good resale? What kind of tenants do you think would have an interest in renting this kind of property, et cetera, et cetera? If you have Susan Open House, okay, and I've got nothing against Susan Open House. I don't. But Susan Open House isn't the best choice if you're looking to buy a 148-unit apartment project. Okay? So, find that real estate broker in your market that specializes in apartment communities. Hook up with them. Get to know them. Take them out to lunch. Have meetings with them. Tell them what you want to find, what your criteria is, and make sure they understand you are serious and you're ready to go. Remember, real estate agents and brokers get paid mainly on commissions. They're not going to spend the time being an informational source for you if you don't or if you're not in the market to buy, okay? They have better things to do. They have families. They have expenses. They have daily cares of life as well. So if you're just interested in pumping them for information continuously and not doing anything, you will be dropped quickly. But if you're serious, and if you tell them you're serious and you're ready to move forward on something, you will find them to be a fantastic resource for you. Okay? So that's number two. Number three, the conventional stuff. That's right. Open up your computer, schedule a couple times a week to surf on websites, to check things out, to see what's for sale. Okay? You're looking for that 0.5% of properties that are for sale that no one has found that you discover. Okay. You're looking for the needle in a haystack when you do this. And once in a while, you'll find one. So you go on sites like LoopNet.com. You go on sites like CoStar.com. Hell, you check out your local Craigslist ads. Okay. You do some Google searches. And you see what's for sale. If there's anything out there that sounds interesting, request information on it. Now again, don't do this and expect to find the property. This is the slow boat to where you want to go. However, I have done this, and once in a while, I will find a surprise. I will find that needle in a haystack. And so, an hour here, an hour there, a couple times a week is very, very good time investing to see what's out there and what's going on. Okay. Plus, you save time sitting behind your desk with your computer versus being in your vehicle and driving around. All right. Okay. So let's hit number four. We're going to get to a level now where if you do number four, along with the first three that I've mentioned, you will now have more opportunities crossing your desk on a monthly basis, excuse me, than you ever thought possible. Okay, now don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're going to have 100 a month. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you will have more qualified possibilities crossing your desk than you ever would have thought you would have. So this is number four. Number four is you get the list of apartment owners in the particular area you want to own. So depending on where you live, and that basically means size of town or city, this may be anywhere from a 5-block radius to a 5 to 10 to 15 mile radius, right? So I'm in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And basically, Cedar Rapids, Iowa has a population of roughly, let's just say 250,000, just to make it easy. I've got basically every apartment property owner in my Rolodex that owns 4 units on up. Okay? Now, if I lived in Houston, Texas, Chicago, I mean, you know, I'm not going to have the whole damn city on my Rolodex. I'm probably going to have quadrants or blocks or sections. You follow me? And so you want to decide, where do you want to own real estate? Where do you want to own these apartment communities? What apartment communities do you want to own and where? You then find the owners of these communities. Well, Darren, how do I find them? Easy. You go to two places. And again, this is sitting on your butt behind your computer or having somebody else do it, for that matter. Number one, your city or county tax assessor's website. Guess what? Most of you live in states where property owners have to do what? They have to pay property taxes. Well, guess what those tax assessors have? The owner's name and mailing address. Okay. Now, most of the time, what you'll find when you do this research is you'll find a company name, right? So if you're searching in Cedar Rapids, you'll find most of our properties under Heartland Investment Partners, LLC. Well, who in the hell's that? Who's Heartland Investment Partners? How do I get in touch with the decision maker? How do I direct my communication to someone at the company versus just the company? Because there's a little sidebar, and you need to pay very close attention to what I'm going to tell you. You need to communicate with the decision makers, not just the companies. Okay. So you don't want to send Heartland Investment Partners a letter, for example. You want to send Darren Garman, the manager of Heartland Investment Partners, a letter. Okay. All right. So your next step after you find out which company owns it, and most of you are going to find companies, usually limited liability companies or partnerships that own these properties, is you then go to your Secretary of State website. Okay. That is where your information will be held on who in the heck are the principals of these companies. Okay. Most of the time you'll find out that information. So if you go to the Iowa Secretary of State website, you punch in Heartland Investment Partners. Who do you think? What name do you think is going to come up? That's right, mine. And so now you can direct your correspondence, your questions, your marketing, your work at me versus the company. And you get a hell of a lot better response by directing communication to the principals, not just the company, because everybody, including my company, have people sitting around wanting to save me time. And if something comes in that isn't directly addressed to me, most of the time it gets thrown away, deleted, whatever. Okay? So once you have this information of these apartment property owners, once you've done this, And just as a side note, you don't need 1,000. If you want to start with 1,000, that's great. Start with 50. Start with 100. Start with 150 and work your way up from there. You don't have to start with 500 or 1,000. Okay. And you want to start communicating with them, and you want to be asking them, do you have an interest in selling your property? I have an interest in buying it. Let me give you a quick example. Let's say, on my way to the office every day, I drive by a fantastic looking 48 unit property. I like the location. I like the looks of the property. I can see this as a property I would like to own. So what am I going to do? I'm going to find out who owns it. I go through the research that I just told you about. I find out about it.
I direct a certified letter, certified mail. I send this letter certified mail. Send a FedEx, send it UPS. I'm going to send it in a way that's going to get their attention, that's not going to get thrown away. And the owners of that 48-unit property are going to get a letter from me. It's going to say something like this. Dear Frank, I recently drove by your 48-unit property located at 123 Main Street, and it's impressive. Just so you know, I own 200 apartment units right now, and I'm looking to acquire more. I've seen your property, and it is exactly the kind of property that we would have an interest in purchasing. I'm writing you this letter, sending it certified mail, FedEx, to see if you would have an interest in entertaining an offer on your property. We are well qualified, and we would not be a waste of your time. You will find my information below. Please contact me at your earliest convenience. Would love to discuss this with you and find out what in the heck you're doing to keep the property in such good shape. Sincerely, your name. Okay. So you compare this or contrast this with like the shotgun mailings I get all the time from owning the real estate. We sell this much real estate. Okay. Or we have clients looking to buy. Okay. Well, that gets tossed in the garbage right away. But you send a letter certified mail, FedEx, UPS. It's directly to the owner. You're telling them what a great job they're doing with their property, how great it looks. You've been by it. You have an interest in buying it. Will they entertain an offer? How much of a better response you think you'll get by doing something like that? Yeah, you'll get a pretty good response. And just think about if you would do that three times a year, four times a year, right? In addition to all the other things that we just talked about, or the other three or four things we just talked about. And so if you do these things that I just mentioned, and did I mention anything here that was unknown to you? Did I mention anything that was like a surprise? Or, wow, that's new information to me. Of course I did. But these simple things that I just mentioned, I'm going to tell you. 99% of investors interested in owning apartment communities, whether their own or whether in a partnership, will not do it. Right? And look, there's no wrong answer. You can just start with, hey, I just want to be a partner. For example, Darren, I'd like to be involved in your fund or your next property purchase. I'd like to just do that. Fine. You don't need to do all the other steps, obviously, if that's what you think you want to do and that's what you're satisfied with. So as you could tell, we went from number one, being super passive investor, to number four, being more active involved investor, right? And so the more actively involved you are, the more properties you want to have cross your desk. The more passive you are, the more you're not going to care about it, right? So use this information as you see fit, as it makes sense for you personally and how you invest, and I guarantee you will have more apartment communities cross your desk than you thought possible, and it's pretty darn simple to do, all right? Well, look, you have a great week. Have a great rest of your month, and I will look forward to speaking to you again soon here on the podcast. Take care. Have a great day. Have a great week. And as always, if questions, comments, www.darrengarman.com or garmanblog.com. We'll see you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.